Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah! Amen!
need you to revive us. I'm going to do it again, everyone. Hallelujah. By the glory.
Well, we just need God to take care of it, and we withdraw ourselves. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis B., the Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're so happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to ask Pastor for a word of prayer, and then we're going to get into today's lesson. Hallelujah.
Praise everyone, Pastor, thank you for that selection. Amen, amen. No matter what we're going through, we know He has won again. Thank you for that beautiful selection. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from Philippians 4:19. But my God shall supply all of your needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we just want to thank you, Father God, for your word. We're thanking you, Father God, for this broadcast and for our pastors, for the listeners and all those who participate and for those who are listening by internet. Father God, we give you praise today and we want to thank you, Father God, because we have victory in you today, Father God, and you are greater than anything that we may be going through, anything we may be experiencing in our lives. We know you're bigger than that. Father God, have your way in our lives, and we ask that you teach us more and more of your word. Allow the Holy Spirit in our hearts that the Holy Spirit will guide and direct us, Father God. And we bind up anything and everything that's got to come up against this broadcast, against our pastor, against the listeners, those that are listening by internet, and those that participate, Father God. We praise and we just want to thank you because we have victory in you, Father God. We're praying for all those that are sick and shut in, Father God. We know your word tells us by your stripes we are healed. We're praying for those who are bereaved and going through. You say in your word you will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So teach us and help us to keep our mind on you. Open up our hearts and our mind to the word today, Father God, as we prepare to get deeper in the Word of God so that we're able to have this Word in our hearts and share it with others. Lord, we give you praise and we're thanking you for all things. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that beautiful prayer. Hallelujah. Understand, we're going to ask, yesterday after the broadcast, Pastor called me and or texted each other, whatever. And that was a scripture you were sharing with me, Pastor. You want to start off with that? That was something that you saw in the scripture or something?
Oh, yes. Praise God. That was from God's Word, and it was in Ephesians, the 4th chapter, in verses 11 through 16. So I'm going to read it from God's Word. It says,
well, let
also
Teddy back here, Sharon, read it from King James Version, please.
Oh, okay, no problem. Evangelist
okay.
Sharon, and good afternoon. That's going to be Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verses 11 through 16.
Thank you, and thank you for that beautiful prayer, Pastor Bell. You always have such beautiful prayers, and I want to thank you, Pastor, this evening for starting the broadcast off with the power. Yes, thank God. In Ephesians 4, 11 through 14, 11 through 16?
16, yes, please.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
It reads as follows. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the status of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the snare of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies according to the effectual working in the measure of every part maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Amen. Hallelujah. How beautiful is that picture?
That's just so beautiful. Amen. And from God's word, he also gave apostles, prophets, missionaries, as well as pastors and teachers as gifts to his church. This, their purpose is to prepare God's people to serve and to build up the body of Christ. This is to continue until all of us are united in our faith and in our knowledge about God's Son, until we become mature, until we measure up to Christ, who is the standard. Then we will no longer be little children tossed and carried about by all kinds of teachings that change like the wind. We will no longer be influenced by people who are cunning and clever strategies to lead us astray. Instead, as we lovingly speak the truth, we will grow up completely in our relationship to Christ, who is the head. He makes the whole body fit together and unites it through the support of every joint, as each and every part does its job. He makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. Amen, amen. I just thought that was just so beautiful, the way God's word had brought that scripture out, because this is what Pastor is teaching us about, how we have to be one. We have to be in the unity. So we have to be on one accord. It says their purpose is to prepare God's people to serve and to build up the body of Christ. So that's our job. We have a job. You know, a lot of times people say, well, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Well, the scripture tells us what to do right there. We're to build up one another. We have to encourage one another. And then as we do this, we continue and grow together in unity in our faith so we can be one. as the scripture is teaching us. So that's just what I wanted to share with each and every one of us.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor,
Amen.
For that.
You're
yes, brothers and sisters, there is one body and one spirit. Mm-hmm. Even as we are called into one hope, what is that call? That call is to be in Christ. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, that's one. God wants oneness. We got one Lord, one faith, one baptism.
Yeah.
He said, well, I got all these different faiths, faith over here, faith over there. There's only one faith, and that is the Word of God, one truth. That's the Word of God. I don't know how you're going to define the word faith, but let me tell you what. Jesus Christ is the author and finisher of our faith. That's why we have one faith, because we're into one Lord, one faith, one God, one Father, and who is above all and through all in you all. That's what the scripture says. So when Jesus, when Christ gave these measures, the Bible says that Christ, now I want y'all to understand this. There's a difference between Jesus and Christ. Jesus represents that ultimate sacrifice that was on the cross. Christ represents that resurrected power, that resurrection that most churches celebrate once a year. They just think that's a glorious thing. They try to commercialize it. But hey, brothers and sisters, we're supposed to be preaching the resurrection every day. Every day. And we let our preachers, pastors, and evangelists, and prophets, we have all have the same purpose. Same purpose.
Right.
One purpose. Don't allow people to tell you, oh, this is my calling, that's my call. No, we're calling to one calling. What is that? It's to unite the body of Christ until we all come into the unity of faith. But you see, the enemy have messed this thing up so bad until unless you ask God for clarity, you're going to always see the church as man taught it to you. That's a building. That's a pastor over the church. They're going to always teach you that. They won't teach you that. The pastor is at the same level as a prophet, as an evangelist, as a teacher. We're all the same. The same spirit. Now, man done messed it up. He done twisted it, and he put the pastor here, so he's over the church. And so when you talk about a church, see, that's an organized church. But the body of Christ is not structured like that, brothers and sisters. You won't find that.
Yeah.
You won't oneness. And the only way we can have oneness is through the head, which is Christ.
Amen.
And our job as pastors, evangelists, pastors, teachers, we all are the same. And I know it's been a lot of bad teaching. As they taught you that the pastor get paid. Well, why the teacher don't get paid? Why the evangelist don't get paid? Why? It's the same thing. Go back and read it. You may have to read it a couple of times. And then you definitely need the Holy Ghost to give you directions here.
Yeah.
But these are gifts. This is what we operate in. So when you, and it's for Christ. These are Christ gifts too. Please let me remind you. It's Christ stuff. Man done changed it from a gift to a person. That's man's doing. He made pastors become a person rather than a gift. Preacher. Y'all ain't heard that yet. A pastor is not a person as we've been taught. A pastor, especially in this particular scripture, because the word pastor here is different than the other word pastor. But this pastor, first of all, is the one that Christ gave. Christ gave these pastors. And this gift. Christ gave this gift of apostleship. Christ gave this gift of prophet. It's a different kind of prophet than, say, Moses were. Because this is Christ's gift he gave. And he gave it for one purpose, and that was for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry. So when you operate in these gifts, it's to edify the body of Christ, not necessarily your local church, not necessarily your building. Because, see, the building can't get nothing out of this anyway. The only one can really be edified is not a building. It's people. And these people are believers that is in Christ. So when I'm talking about being biblically united, brothers and sisters, being one with the Father, I'm talking same thing Jesus talked about in John 14, where he said, you will know that I am the Father. You'll know that I'm in the Father. Guess why? Because you're going to be in me, and we're going to make our abode with you. That's why we are sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. That's the spirit, not the flesh. See, everybody can identify with the flesh. Even the world can. Well, you've been called out in the world. You've been called not to even think like that. The call on your life is bigger than that. Stop allowing the enemy to bamboozle you to think. The Bible says, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ's, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. See, that's because we're in Christ. Now, if you're not in Christ, there's probably 50,000 different faiths. Yeah, you can ride right. Oh, yeah, there's this faith, this is that belief and that belief. No, if everybody would teach people to have faith in Christ, not a man, not a denomination, not an organization, but to have faith simply in Christ and not about what they're teaching. I don't want anybody to believe in me. I want people to believe in the scripture. That's all I ask. And I don't think that has to. Like, it ain't going to cost you nothing. It don't cost you a dime when you become united biblically. Because that's been God's heart, brothers and sisters. That's been his will from day one. I mean, when you can go from Genesis to Revelation, and I'm telling you, even when God took the waters before man got here, God had taken the water that was under the heavens, and he put them in one place. And he said, let the dry land appear. And the Bible says, and it was so. God have always believed in oneness. Even the Bible says, and the Lord caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. Why did he do that? So he could take one of his ribs. Now catch that. One. Because God believed in oneness. He could have took a whole lot of ribs, but he took one.
Yeah.
Why? To make man out of woman out of his image so it can continue to be one. Because you remember, we were made out of his image. And that's when God told Adam, said, now for this cause shall a man leave his father and his mother and cling unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. God, that's what God believed in. That's what he taught, oneness. Oneness.
Yeah.
And that's what we should have, that same desire. If Christ was here right today, brother and sister, you could see him through the optical nerve. He wouldn't teach nothing less. Now, he is here for those that have experienced it. He's alive right now. Jesus became that sacrifice. Christ is alive.
Hallelujah.
And the only way you don't know this is because you're not in Christ. But if you get in Christ, you'll see we all got the same purpose. We all got the same. Because Christ can't come back totally until we all come into that unity of faith. We got the ball is in our court. That's what I say. If you have integrity, if you have any, and then you'll turn around and see the integrity that's in the Word of God, you'll see how plain this is, how easy it is, how simple it is. Because God wants a glory, well, Christ too. They want a glorious church. Glorious church. That doesn't happen over there, brothers and sisters. That happens here. And I'm aware of this until you see brick and mortar and that stuff can't be a glorious church. And some of you are aware, I know. You don't know, because if you know better, you do better.
All right.
See, I already know where your heart is at. The Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So I know what your heart is at. Because you want to prove to me that the worldly churches is okay, and it's not okay. That's an innocent against God.
Amen.
I know, oh God. Why would you say it? Because it's the truth, brothers and sisters. That's why the kingdom of heaven right now is suffering. Because Satan has took everything God's given his children and tried to, destroy it, imitate it. But that's always been his call. That's always been Satan's call. I remember I read something one day where God said, you know what? Man have become like us, knowing good and evil. Well, see, before that, man didn't know good and evil. He had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
But then once he gotten walked in disobedience, which that's what Satan was, he partake of Satan's character. So he became high-minded. He became proudful. He became all that stuff that's in Lucifer. So do a research on Lucifer. And when the Bible said he became one, so God said, we got to get him up out of this garden. Because if we don't get rid of him, everything going to be, the whole creation going to be contaminated. Tread one man up out of him. See, that's spiritually now. Even though he had access to heaven and earth, man at one time, and that's a whole nother teaching. But listen, brothers and sisters, the idea that God wants is for us to become one. The Bible says, for he is our peace, who have made both one and have broken down the middle walls of partition between us. So we are one with Christ. I read that.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Ephesians 1 and 10 right quick there, Evangelist Aaron. Ephesians 1 and 10.
Okay. James, Ephesians 1 and 10 reads as follows. That in the dispensation of the fullness of time, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. Amen.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, he set it all out before us in Christ, a long-range plan in which everything would be brought together and summed up in him. Everything in deepest heaven, everything on planet Earth. Amen.
Amen.
See, God was not intentionally keeping his plan a secret. That wasn't what's going on. The Bible called it a mystery. His will was a mystery. But his plan for the world could not be fully understood until Christ rose from the dead. See, if Christ never rose from the dead, everything would have been the same. But once he rose from the dead, his purpose for Christ was to unite the Jews, the Gentiles, in one body, and Christ as the head. So many people miss this. See, that was division, brothers and sisters. Yeah, not like today. Christ's church is one. I don't care what other folks are doing. It doesn't matter. It does not change the integrity of Christ. It does not change the integrity of the Word of God because you don't understand it. It's just a mystery. Fight it off as a mystery. Don't be ignorant and say, oh, that can't be. That's showing your ignorance to people who know.
Yeah.
See, when you know something and somebody else don't, to you, it's ignorant because they don't know what you know. You feel me now? So I'm saying to you, brothers and sisters, Christ, his purpose was to put everybody into one boat, and we would have one Lord, one faith, one baptism. And the reason we can do this is because we all are in Christ. So people still do not understand God's plan. But when the time is right for them as individuals, when they'll surrender, they'll be
mm-hmm.
able to speak.
Yeah.
Because the time is right now. He will bring together, mm-hmm. be with him forever in a glorious church. God
yeah.
wants a glorious church. Ephesians 5:27. That's what Christ said. He wants a glorious church. I'm gonna leave right there. And if you have any questions, but thanks, Pastor, for bringing that back out, because I had got carried away and I was headed somewhere else with that yesterday. But I knew it was something that the Lord wanted to be said. And so thanks for bringing it back up. And you guys, we'll see y'all Sunday for the review. Anyway, I stay blessed.
God bless.